Good morning, Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Wyoming Morning Market Report. Well, just a hair over a year after being proposed, the BLM has finalized its public lands rule. Intended to improve the health and resilience of federal lands, the rule has been much maligned by the agriculture and oil and gas industries on concerns it'll block access to federal lands and subvert the multiple-use mandate. The rule creates a mechanism for conservation leasing and can also create additional areas of critical environmental concern. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso and North Dakota's John Hoeven introduced legislation last year to block the action, and yesterday the two pledged to introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution to repeal the rule. Well, Governor Mark Gordon has signed two bills into law to support ranchers and landowners. The first, an amendment to the animal reimbursement account, increases the amount a landowner can claim for the cost of quarantine due to brucellosis infections from $25,000 to $50,000. And another bill mandates that the sage-grouse implementation team send notices to affected landowners at least 45 days before sending their recommendations to the governor. The law also stipulates that the implementation team provides for a public meeting to gather comments where landowners are located at least 30 days prior to submitting their recommendations. Stay with us. We're back with more on the Morning Market Report right after this.
The Eaton Charlet bullpens are now open. Home to the largest private treaty sale in the nation, Eaton Charlet sells over 500 homegrown yearling bulls annually. Need two-year-old bulls? We've got those too. ETN brand bulls are sold in two groups, pick your price and pick your bull. The Eaton program specializes in herd sire caliber bulls with no bidding and no overpaying. Call Eaton Charlet today at 406-584-7520. That's 406-584-7520.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered Powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
Coming up on Monday on campus at UW in Laramie, the Ranch Management and Ag Leadership Program will host its leadership symposium that will focus on addressing water challenges in the West. The RMAL program expands from a seminar series to a bachelor's degree this fall, and Dr. Randall Violet, the director of the program, says it's been a great opportunity to take the University of Wyoming out to the country and help develop some of our future ag leaders.
We're going to take the university to these community colleges, try to recruit students there, and then also bring community members in for these lifelong learning experiences about ranching on the West. Leadership is one of our major objectives to the whole program. We know that there's not ranch management jobs for 25 graduates a year, but we know that there's jobs in the community or in other facets of agriculture that these skills and this leadership will transpose to, right? And they'll be able to be on the county commission or they'll be able to be school board members.
Well, the EPA has released an update on its herbicide strategy to meet its obligations under the Endangered Species Act. The herbicide strategy has created a lot of uncertainty for farmers, so a bit of a pleasant surprise this week to learn that the new requirements may not be as stringent as what the agency earlier proposed. Farmers will be required to implement mitigation measures such as vegetative filter strips, grassed waterways, and field borders to protect species and their habitats from herbicide exposure through spray drift or runoff. Potential changes to the draft strategy, though, include reducing the need for mitigation in areas with low annual precipitation or runoff vulnerability, increasing runoff mitigation options, reducing the size of pesticide use limitation areas, and simplifying the approach to achieve mitigation goals. You're listening to the Northern Ag Network.
Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F. Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavanese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F. Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the market interprets this afternoon's cattle on feed report. Expectations are for placements to come in 7-8% under last year, but marketings are forecast to be down 10-13%, which is likely to force inventory about 2% higher. Now, the trade was pretty bullish on Thursday with about everything closing higher. Feeders in particular have gained back $8 this week. The May contract closing at $242.55 yesterday. That was up $2.27. August feeders up $2.17 at $254.30. In the live cattle, the June contract closed just a nickel higher at $175.37. August up 75 cents at $173.52. The feeder market just ain't giving up. In Torrington this week, feeders traded $3 to $8 higher with a very active market on grass type cattle. Five weight steers sold from $330 to $345. Six weights mostly $298 to $311. For the heifers, five weight sold from $288 to $311, and the six weight heifers from $260 to $285. The weigh-up market stayed firm at Lemon Livestock. Cows mostly $135 to $150. The bulls in a similar range from $135 to $140. Heiferettes $179 to $209. And baby calves from $475 to $525 a head. And in Sioux Falls, the lambs sold lower with 60 to 80 pound lambs selling $260 to $280. The ewes from 75 cents up to $1.05.
We asked Miles Community College students why they chose MCC.
Hi, I'm Kylie Lewis, and I'm from Dillon, Montana. I chose Miles Community College because it's a lot more affordable than other colleges that I was looking at.
Hi, my name is Cody Acord. The original reason I chose Miles Community College was to further my education in horsemanship through an affordable program with a great instructor.
To learn more about Miles Community College, visit milescc.edu.
MCC. Start here, go anywhere.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
Harvest pressure from South America weighed on corn and soybean prices Thursday. Wheat, though, did manage to stage some modest gains. That despite China backing out on some soft red wheat purchases from the U.S. Thankfully, though, that was offset by Mexican purchases. U.S. wheat sales are still on track to meet USDA's export target of 710 million bushels, although we sure hope to bump those exports higher still. In the futures yesterday, May KC winter wheat was up 4.5 cents at 577, September at 586 up 5.25. May spring wheat 5.5 better at 638, the September contract up 2.5 at 652. In Chicago, May soft wheat down a quarter at 536, July up 0.75 at 553. May corn down 3.5 cents to 426, and soybeans for May 15.25 lower at 1134. Well, thanks for joining us for this morning's Market Report. I'm Coulter Brown, Northern Ag Network.